You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. You can catch Mike Johnson this afternoon. He'll be on with Mike Bell. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass, filling in for Dylan. And we are welcoming in Bucks NFL writer for the Tampa Bay Times, Rick Stroud. Rick, welcome in. We've got a quick turnaround for both teams this week, both coming off losses. Are you of the mindset that it's better to come off a loss and just get to the next game as soon as possible, put it behind the team?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the cliche. I think that, you know, each week gives you an opportunity. And, you know, the way the Bucks lost, I know probably Atlanta feels the same way, that was not their best effort. So Right. There is this sort of groupthink that let's get this taste out of our mouths. But what can happen is, you know, I think seasons have momentum. You guys are familiar with that. I think games do, too. And you know, you it's hard to turn around things when they're going the wrong direction. So for both teams, you know, they have to find a way to get a win. And so that makes this a fairly compelling matchup.
Well, you're a professional, Rick. You led me right into it. You guys have lost, I mean, not you guys, but Tampa has lost 4 of 5, and I think 5 of 7, I'm not mistaken. What has led to that? I know there's been some injuries involved, but this team is pretty deep in some positions. What's led to this stretch of rough patch for them?
Yeah, you know, it's never one thing, right? I think defensively, they don't have the playmakers, especially guys coming off the edge. I think Yaya Diaby leads his team with 6 sacks. And for a Todd Bowles defense, you know, he's always going to dial up pressure, but you really want to be able to get it with your front four. And then the linebacker position, we all love Lavonte David, but he's 35 years old. He doesn't have the wheels he once had. And Servasio Dennis has not played well at the other inside linebacker position. I think they're fine on the back end, but the combination of no pressure, those guys can't cover forever. So the middle of the field has been open for them on defense. And then offensively, it has been sort of a mash unit. I mean, they have not had the same 5 offensive linemen, obviously, that they wanted to start with from the beginning of the season. But they did play better, you know, even when they had, you know, 4 guys out of position. And so that's a little confounding. But, you know, Tristan Wirfs has been nicked up. He's going to try to play tonight. The biggest thing, I think, when you lose guys like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Jalen McMillan and, you know, pretty much all your passing game, you know, the rookie has done great, Emeka Abuka. They didn't have Bucky Irving for a long time. So, you know, Josh Grizzard's a first-year play caller in this league. It's pretty hard to go against some of those defenses and not have a lot of weapons. So I think, you know, Baker's also gotten hurt as the season has gone along. You know, you look at him the first through the New England game, he had 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Since then, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And then last week, with a really bad weather conditions, he started out 8 of 8 and then went something like 6 for 26. So he's not played well. I think he's hurt. Obviously, he's had a knee, an oblique and shoulder and all that. And so that's cut into it, too.
Yeah, Baker has definitely been dealing with some injuries, and he did start the season with some MVP talk circling around him. A really exciting player to watch, but it seems like, of course, with the injuries, he seemed to taper a bit. How much...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Pressure is on him for tomorrow night.
I think there's massive pressure. I don't think you can win unless your quarterback plays at a really high level. And I think the reason they, you know, and we can go back, and we know the Atlanta game, obviously, to start the season. It kind of began a nightmare for them with the place kicking up there. But these are close games, you know, and Baker won four games in the final drive of the game, in the final minute of the game, to start the season when they were 5-1. So those can go either way. But in doing that, he put himself at risk. You know, he took some hits. You know, he converted a 4th-and-15 in Houston, you know, and 3rd-and-16 or 17 against San Francisco. So a lot of these plays he was making with his feet, he paid a price. And I think that's going to be just what his career is. Now, he, you know, he's not missed games, which is a good thing, but I don't think he's also, you know, no one's healthy at this point of year. But I think it's affected his throwing the football. You know, he went three games where he didn't run the football to try to stay out of harm's way. So it's impacted the way he's played. And at this point in the season, he's got to find a way to get some completions. And I think getting Mike Evans back on Thursday night will be huge, just because you'll be able to know how teams are going to cover him. You know, like there's a certain tells when you have certain players in the game, and you don't get that luxury without him.
Rick, it's funny because I like Ty Bowles. I think Ty Bowles has made the best most of his second chance as being a head coach in the league. And look, he's had success down there, but it feels like there's always that little bit of a groundswell when things don't go the right way. And I know with that stretch that's been going down there, is he on solid footing? He doesn't have to the words don't come around, oh, Todd Bowles could be in trouble these days after the success he's had the last few years there, right?
No, I would disagree with that. I think every coach in the National Football League is coaching for their careers every night, and it's just as simple as that. And you might be on a good, you know, a good heater or a win streak, but you know, there's an Amazon Prime docuseries coming out tonight on the Buccaneers. It's a 10-part series, probably more than maybe the Falcon fans will want to watch. But what you'll find out in that is that, you know, the Glazer family, which took over in 95, they want to win Super Bowls, and you know, they fired a beloved, and I mean a beloved, coach in Tony Dungy that turned this ship around. Hired John Gruden, he wins a Super Bowl, he goes to the playoffs three times, he's 9-3, leading the NFC. They need to win one game, and they just signed John and Bruce Allen to a 3-year contract. You need to win one game to make the playoffs. They lost all four, including at home to Jamarcus Russell and the Raiders. And 16 days later, John and Bruce Allen were sent packing. So you know, and if you listen to the Glazers talk about it, it's like, hey, we had to do it. You know, we just couldn't go any further. So Todd Bowles, even though he's had tremendous success, they've won well, they've won, I think, four or five straight NFC South titles. He's been a coach for three or four of them. And but his record is 1-3 in the postseason. Now, if they make it, you know, if they win this division again and have some success in the postseason, he probably will be back. If not, if this thing falls apart after a 5-1 start and they might feel, as they did with Tony, we're just not going to get over the hump, you bet he's in trouble. So that's just the reality of the league. And I think that that pressure is being felt throughout the building.
Rick, with I look at some of the stuff on the, you guys got 23 holding calls, 16 false starts. There's been 32 sacks allowed by that offensive line that the Tampa has.
Yeah.
Is that some of the stuff with the injuries, or is Tampa just not as good up front as maybe originally thought going into the season?
Yeah, I think it's injuries primarily, but you make a good point. That's what bad football teams do. You know, last year they were one of the best teams in the league on third down. This year they're way at the bottom, and the reason is they start behind the sticks. You know, you get those false starts or a holding penalty. You're 1st and 20. Those are hard to convert. You know, last week they were 3 of 13 on third down and 2 of 7 on fourth down. And that's just not going to cut it. So, but I do think that the offensive line, which was the strength of this team the last few years, has been decimated by injuries. Even the guys playing in case of Wirfs is pretty nicked up. So, you know, without that, it's very difficult, you know, to stay on schedule. But it's also, you know, you got to play better. I mean, you know, you can't have false starts. You can't have these self-inflicted penalties. And I think that's what bad football teams do. That's how you lose in this league. It's hard enough to win a game, even when you're playing your best. And these guys certainly haven't done that.
Rick Stroud joining us here on the morning shift, talking a little Tampa Falcons. When you said Lavonte David is kind of lost a step, it was like music to my ears, because I don't know if you've recently looked up what he's done against the Falcons, but in 26 games, this guy has like almost a Hall of Fame resume against just one team. And the other guy that scares me is Vita Vea against our offensive line, and especially in the middle. How's Vita Vea looking? How healthy is he? And I noticed last week that New Orleans was able to run the football. What was going on with that? Because this is a very good run defense, and they absolutely just closed in the run game on us in week one.
Yeah, I think last week, they had some misfits and some breakout runs, especially by the quarterback, that made those numbers look a little off. You know, you got a 32-yard run for the touchdown by Tyler Chuck. So, I mean, that's obviously going to make it look bad. But they have not played their best run defense. Vita Vea, I would say, on this defense right now, is the biggest impact player they have. You can't block him with one guy. He's absolutely going to push the pocket on every play. Quarterbacks don't like guys at their feet, and that's where that pressure is going to come. And so he's playing really at a high level. He needs to bring some guys with him. They just haven't gotten the pressure off the edge that they need. And they've also had some injuries with Kalijah Kancey going down and some others. But I promise you that the Atlanta Falcons know that if they can't take care of Vita Vea, that this thing's going to look really bad with Kirk back there. I know he's lost a lot of mobility, as most quarterbacks do at this point in their careers. So that ball's going to be coming out as fast as it can, and we'll just have to see. But, you know, the Bucs have been vulnerable. We saw what Bijan Robinson did on the third play of the season. I've seen that play several times this year from other teams, and I imagine they'll get that ball in their playmaker's hands really quick and make the Bucs tackle, which they have not been a good tackling team. And sometimes that also has to do with the overall speed of their defense. It's not good. They've got good corners. I think their safeties are very good. But, you know, football is really begins up front, and your inside linebackers have to be able to run and tackle, and they've just not done a good job of that this year.
Yeah, speaking of that defense, final thing for you is that they go out and sign a guy who hasn't played in a while, but he's a familiar face in Jason Pierre-Paul. I know he's on the practice squad, but we all know how standard elevations can go. What is realistic? What are they expecting realistically out of him in that signing?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play certainly tonight. He's only been in the building one day. He knows the defense. He's kept himself in tremendous shape. But, you know, and I wrote about this today on TampaBay.com. You know, this smacks of desperation because it is. right? And as much as they think they may get something from him on the field, because the last game he played was 2 years ago. He played three games that season, I think two for Miami and one for New Orleans. He didn't register really any stats. You got to go back several years when he played 14 games for the Baltimore Ravens and only had three sacks. So from a rush, pass rush standpoint, what are they really expecting, okay? However, this guy is a bit of a butt kicker in the locker room, and they need that. They need his snarl as much as they do any sacks that he can bring. He's a Super Bowl champion. He loves football like anybody I've ever seen in my life, and he will call guys out and set a tone in there, and that's what they're looking for. You know, they need somebody, to start really setting the tone for them and helping some of those younger players understand what a privilege it is to play in this league. I mean, here's a guy that's worked out for 2 years with no promise he would ever come back and never considered that he wouldn't be back in the National Football League. So you bring that into your building with two Super Bowl rings, that's what they're hoping for. That maybe it also can make some guys a little nervous about their futures as well. If they're willing to do this with a guy that's been out of football, what does it say about the job you're doing? So I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I don't think it's so much his play, but we'll see when, you know, there's only four games left in the season, so he's got to get on the field sooner than later.
I lied, Rick. I got one more quick one for you. Who fills in for Bredesen? Is it Mike Jordan or is Luke Haggard? Who will fill in that guard spot since they put him on the IR?
Yeah, I think it'll be Mike Jordan. That's who came in last time. He's played the most this year, and that guard position has really been beat up. Losing Bredesen is huge because he sees so much and has so much communication. It hurts the communication. So that's a vulnerability and one of the reasons why the Bucs and Baker Mayfield have not played well of late.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for the time today. The overall series is tied up at this point. It's 32-32, so tomorrow night will certainly be interesting.
All right, we'll see who takes it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. That is Bucs NFL writer for the Tampa Bay Times, Rick Stroud. You can find him on Twitter at NFL Stroud. Tomorrow, we're getting you ready for the Falcons game with a live broadcast of Dukes and Bell at Gustin's in Acworth, brought to you by Miller Lite. Along with all the pregame discussion and analysis, we have specials on Miller Lite. That's all at Gustin's in Acworth with Dukes and Bell. Tomorrow from 2 to 4 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, play some more audio out of Flowery Branch from yesterday, and we've got a life of squid.
Ed Orgeron has a recruiting story about Adrian Peterson that is unbelievable, but very much on brand for Ed Orgeron. We'll let you hear it next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.